This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. Gunnar Hand grew up in Kansas City. When he and his wife Ashley moved back here from LA 5 years ago, they wanted to start a family in his childhood home in Brookside. Since then, they've had two kids, and both Ashley and Gunnar have been really involved in city politics. Ashley helped reopen Hale Cook Elementary, and she got a job as the city's chief innovations officer. And Gunnar, a city planner, became active in their Neighborhood Homes Association, served on the school board, and on the board for the Kansas City Regional Transit Alliance. But after 5 years, this ridiculously civically engaged couple is packing it up and heading back to LA for a job offer they couldn't refuse. For the final installment of our Leaving Kansas City series, we hear from the Hands.
It's been very bittersweet for us. We love this city. Ashley has adopted it, which warms my heart to this day. But ultimately, an opportunity came up for us, and we analyzed it for a long, long time. And I think ultimately, it was an opportunity that only came once in a lifetime. And our children are young enough, and we are young enough, that we decided we could take that leap.
I think we're leaving Kansas City with the knowledge that this is home to us. This is where our daughters were born. We are one of a very few group of people that can say that we had two generations born in the same house, and I think that's really quite remarkable. And I know for both Genevieve and Grace that we will be bringing them back so that they can identify with Kansas City as their hometown. And I think we've had some very emotional, including now. Choke that back a little bit. And I think that it's pretty amazing to know that Kansas City is our home.
I mean, the honest truth is we never thought we'd go back to Los Angeles. It was never crossing our mind. We left specifically to Kansas City because we didn't want to raise our children in Los Angeles. But I think that there is still beauty in that chaos in the LA Basin. I agree with Ashley. At the end of the day, my heart has never left and will never leave Kansas City, Missouri. It will always be my home. We're processing.
Yeah, I'd say.
We are in the process of selling our house, my childhood home, and that's difficult for us both, and I guess me in particular.
For us both.
For us both.
Yeah. So we are about 4 weeks away from being completely out of here, which is just in terms of our physical assets and not necessarily our emotional ties, but certainly we're working on trying to provide a little bit of transition for all the things that we have underway. So Gunnar's working really hard to do the last bits of work that he can for the school board, and I'm privileged enough to be part of the process of finding the next chief innovation officer for the city. So we're actively doing that and building a transition plan for that, because I think there are some things that we've been fortunate enough to be part of that we want to make sure continue. Friends of Hale Cook is doing just fine. We have a new board chair that's been running the organization for the last year and has done an incredible job, and the board has grown and expanded. And so I think we can kind of know that some of these things will continue.